Well, after our big nor'easter of Friday and Saturday and some unseasonably chilly weather, we are seeing a really nice stretch of weather now. Now, the nor'easter is still having some impact, some residual effects, if you will, on our coast and the intracoastal, the St. John's River and its tributaries, as we're still seeing some high tides. At especially time of high tide, that it will take, as I mentioned on Friday, quite a long while for all this water to sort of get out of the system, so to speak. There are trapped tides. There's a lot of extra water within our water system, and so it'll take a few days to get all that out, and it may really be the end of the week, maybe even the weekend, before high tides return to what we'd call normal. But each high tide is getting a little bit lower than it has been, so we'll see some gradual improvement, but still some minor flooding at times of high tide. In wherever we have tidal affected waterways. So otherwise, it's beautiful. Cool nights, admittedly. In fact, by the way, yesterday morning's low temperature on Monday was down to 42 degrees, and that was the chilliest since the first week of April. So it has been a while since we've had weather this cool. We're getting into November. Remember, we had to get to that magical date of Halloween, right? And, of course, the fair's going now, so you know the weather's going to turn cooler, and it certainly has this week. But otherwise, really pretty with the sunshine today. We reached the low to mid-70s this afternoon. We won't have as much wind. Back down to the upper 40s to low 50s tonight. Cool, but not as chilly as it's been. And then sunshine tomorrow on Hump Day. Your Wednesday will take us into the mid-70s. Now, we do see some changes for the end of the week, starting as early as Thursday for Veterans Day. Partly cloudy skies. A few showers develop. The winds start to become more southerly. The humidity increases, and there'll be an approaching cold front, and that all adds up to a little bit of rain. But I emphasize that this one will not nearly bring the rainfall that our last storm system did on Friday and Saturday, which, by the way, officially at the International Airport, ended up being just a bit under 3 inches. That's more than our average November rainfall the entire month of 2 inches, and there were quite a few spots that managed anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain from this storm system. So we're wet. We're soggy, no doubt about that. And the rainfall Thursday, Friday looks to be pretty insignificant, averaging less than a half inch and probably quite a few spots less than a quarter of an inch of rain. But it will bring our temperatures down again by Saturday. So we'll reach the upper 70s for Thursday and Friday, which is just a bit above average. But by Saturday, we'll see still some lingering clouds early in the morning. But it looks to me like this front will get far enough south so that we'll clear out during the day, and really not a bad start to the weekend, with highs about 10 degrees cooler on Saturday, reaching the mid to upper 60s. And a peek ahead to Sunday looks to be similar. Chilly start in the morning, but a lot of sun and really pretty nice during the day. In the tropics, we have what was our nor'easter Friday and Saturday, an area of low pressure over the central Atlantic, moving on by Bermuda here, and has still some potential to take on some subtropical characteristics this week, but it will be continuing to move east and away from the continental U.S., so it's just a thing of interest, so to speak. It won't be affecting any land areas, and no big deal, and the rest of the tropics are quiet. And you know what? 3 weeks from today is the last official day of the Atlantic hurricane season. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.